no-shows, correct?
Correct.
Okay, it's 12:03. We will take a 10 to 12 minute break, depending on who's at the table.
Good.
It's 12:22. We're back in on the record. For this meeting, all members of the board who were here prior are still here. We are going to go out of order simply because I forgot there was a disqualifier on the agenda. Case number 922-240. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Sergeant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K, Waterbury Police Department, representing Chief Fernando Spagnuolo.
And Sergeant, can you confirm you did find a felony conviction on this case?
Yes.
And what is that?
It is New Jersey Code 2C35-5A1, manufacturing, distribution, or dispensing cocaine. That was a guilty verdict on February 17, 1989 at Superior Court, Passaic County, New Jersey.
And you did confirm that's a felony conviction?
Well, so, federal disqualifier, U.S. Code 922-G1, have been convicted in any court of a crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year. This particular New Jersey crime had a minimum of 18 months and $10,000 fine. So what New Jersey does is indictable or not indictable. Any indictable crime in New Jersey would fit the general definition for felony.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of research on that. I actually went on New Jersey's their penal code website for the state. A lot of phone calls, mm-hmm. A lot of detectives that dealt with New Jersey for extraditions, our extradition unit. So I did a lot of legwork on this to confirm that it violated that U.S. code of federal disqualifier.
Okay. So it appears from what the sergeant is saying that you have a felony conviction out of New Jersey. Are you aware of that? Okay. Under federal law, you are prohibited as a convicted felon from possessing a handgun accordingly, or any weapon, I believe.
Under Connecticut law, you can.
And Connecticut law. Well, both.
Yeah. I didn't use that because they don't use the term felony misdemeanor in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's definition in Connecticut, punishable by more than a year.
1 year or $1,000.
Felony misdemeanor? Yeah.
1 year.
Okay. We do not have the authority to grant your appeal because of that conviction. So you can proceed, and what would happen in that case is most likely somebody would make a motion to find against you. And at that point, you will have lost your appeal. You can also withdraw your appeal, and accordingly, you wouldn't have a lost appeal that you would have to disclose going forward. I don't know what the statute is in New Jersey with respect to wiping your record clean. Every state is different. In this state, you can go before the Board of Pardons. I don't know if New Jersey has something similar to that. But as long as this felony conviction remains on your record, we cannot grant any appeal for you to obtain a permit in this state. So that's something you'd have to research, but the decision you have now is to proceed knowing that you're going to lose your appeal, or you can proceed, or you can withdraw your case. So those are your two options at this point. Do you understand that? Okay, yeah, it's strange because I can't give you too much information about what the New Jersey laws are. Yeah.
My first of all, my name is Michael Gale.
Okay, you don't have to tell us your name.
Oh, excuse me.
You can,
also
but...
Also speak up a little bit,
yep,
too, so we can hear you. Thank you.
I have talked to the officer in the past.
Yep.
And we both have... I have information from New Jersey as well.
Okay.
Because I'm applying for an apartment.
Okay.
But, we both were talking back and forth, because we couldn't find out what the charges was at all. Was it a felony? Was it a misdemeanor? We had an ID. We couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find them with us. But I was also was putting my best foot forward to find out what the charge, because they transferred everything to Connecticut. They transferred everything to Connecticut, and I had probation for 4 years. So I don't know.
Oh, they transferred your probation to Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, but you were convicted in New Jersey.
Yeah, but we had no idea. I had no idea was it a misdemeanor or was it a felony. I was looking for it. And didn't say nowhere in the record that I received the charge. I had no idea.
Well, you can proceed. I'll tell you that.
The
sergeant was giving us a federal definition of a felony, which seems to be straight across the board. Any crime that's punishable by a year or more is a felony by definition. So that's what his basis of finding that conviction is a felony, because the specific crime he referred to, the minimum penalty is 18 months. So that would meet the definition of a felony. It sounds like you have the application in the works in New Jersey to get that pardoned or whatever. I don't know what their definition is there, but if you're successful in that application, I would think you'd be able to reapply and not have this issue.
So I didn't know it was a felony, because we both were looking in and out.
Sergeant, question. We often get a record that shows there's what is it called? The sheet that shows that it's federally disqualified.
Mix it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so inconsistent.
It's what?
It's very inconsistent.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Especially, probably especially from 1989.
Oh, okay.
That's a separate entry into the system. Okay. Not just criminal history, but a separate
nature. Just to clarify, the pardon has not yet been granted, is that the case?
I'm waiting for the answer as...
Okay, so right now you're not pardoned yet.
No,
okay.
Just waiting for the...
Yeah, that's our problem.
As long as that's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I would say it does appear that this is certainly a felony conviction, that you have it in the works to get it pardoned, which I would think would take that off your record. I can't comment on New Jersey law. Mm-hmm. If you do want to proceed, you can. But if you want to withdraw, you still have that option at this point.
Proceed.
With your appeal.
Yep.
I can feel emotion coming if you do proceed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to focus on a win-win situation. That's what my mind's at, a win-win situation. So I really don't, I'm not familiar with the law as of yet, but I would like to, whatever works in my favor, I would do, as far as make it right for the whole.
It's got to be your call.
Yeah, it has to be your call.
Now, speak to me again, please.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chair, well, we have discussed, sitting, obviously, he's a resident of our city, we had a lot of good conversation. I felt he, and I don't know how New Jersey works as well,
mm-hmm.
I felt he was a very good candidate. These crimes had happened years and years ago. Mm-hmm. His life is completely different now. And I can't give him advice. However, I said from where I'm sitting, I'd have no problem issuing your permit if you weren't disqualified.
Right.
So I wanted him to try to get the New Jersey thing taken care of. I said, you know, you resubmit and then you're in a whole nother boat. I'm giving you my word I would, you know, approve your permit. And then he did catch he's currently pending disposition in GA4 for 4 counts of violation of state fire code. Now, I don't know how that, it's a class, I think, B misdemeanor, I believe,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think even that would really hold him up, even if he was guilty on that.
Is that
related to houses he owns?
What I would have liked to seen from my perspective, being the issuing authority on behalf of the chief, I would have liked to see him get rid of this Jersey thing, obviously, because it is a disqualifier.
Yeah.
He would be in a very good position with us. And we've had a lot of constructive conversations to that point. I did not want to guide him one way or another. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's my job.
No, I agree.
Then he doesn't go through his appeal, and he said, I'd rather just give him what I see.
I don't know if that helps you make your decision.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I hear it.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd rather, let me secure this, get this, wait.
Yep.
I've been calling back and forth, and they sent my files on the governor's desk.
Yep.
How they move in New Jersey, I have no idea. I have no idea when it's moving, the way they move, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'd rather play safe than all.
You've gone a long way with it, and you got it on the governor's desk.
Governor's desk is a lot closer than your desk, so.
Yeah, so I'd rather do what's right for me, answer to this part.
So what you're saying is you want to wait for the answer from the New Jersey pardon before further pursuing your permit in Connecticut.
Yes. Okay.
So you want to withdraw your appeal today.
So I withdraw, I can always come
back. Then come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. You applied, I don't know when he applied.
Denial is 7/23/21.
Okay. You can apply as long as you wait 12 months past your last application, which you've already passed that date. So you could apply again today, but you might want to wait till New Jersey does what they're doing. Okay, so you withdraw?
Yes.
Okay, the withdrawal is noted at 12:34.
Good luck.
You are all set for today, and good luck.